I love the Lord. Right. Jesus put something in me a long time ago.
Thank God.
When he saved my soul. If you got your Bibles, I want you to turn into Luke with me. Chapter 18. Luke 18. Oh, Jesus. The Lord's help today. I want to try to help us, help you on the power of prayer.
Our prayer.
The power of prayer.
Yes.
All right. 18, Luke 18 and 1. And he spake unto them, Jesus did, and spake unto them to this end, that men what?
Ought
always to pray and not to faint. You may be seated. Paul wrote to the Thessalonian church, he said, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. He wrote to the Roman church and he said, be fervent in the spirit,
in the spirit,
continuing instant in prayer.
Right.
I want to ask you, do you have to be on your knees to pray?
No.
You could be on your job. You could be on the road driving. You could be walking through your house. Anywhere you're at, you can have a prayer on your heart, on the inside, thanking God. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Now, in the Greek, it reads this way. I'm a studier. In the Greek, it reads, Jesus spake a parable to this effect, that men must always to pray and not to lose heart.
Yes.
Don't lose heart. We're going to go somewhere. How many wants to really go somewhere today? Hallelujah. Don't be discouraged and don't give up.
Don't give up.
Never.
Keep on.
Don't quit praying. That word ought is a strong word that it means it is of necessity that you must pray.
Man.
Yes.
Your very life depends upon it.
Wow.
How many has ever heard the saying, if you don't pray, you won't stay?
Right.
Thank God. That's right. Your very success, your very victory is determined by your daily prayer life and reading God's word.
Amen.
Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. No wonder David of old said, I have hid thy word in my heart that I might not sin against thee. That word hid in the Hebrew, David was saying, I have stored up thy word in my heart that I won't sin against you. Raise your little hand and praise him. I'm telling you, if you read the word of God, keep it before you and pray it and get it down in your heart, it will prosper you. It'll make you strong. I tell you, this word was written. It was inspired when God breathed upon the men of old. The Holy Ghost inspired them to write and to preach. All the scripture is given by the inspiration of God. God breathed. And I'm telling you, if we'll lay our eyes on it, and if we'll pray it, and we meditate in it, the same Holy Ghost, hallelujah, that inspired it to be written, it's the same Holy Ghost that'll touch our heart. Hallelujah. It'll move in our soul. Hallelujah to the Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
Oh, God, I love your word, Lord.
Yeah.
Bless him, Lord.
Can I tell everyone here today, prayer is the soul's blood.
Yes, it is.
Prayer is your lifeline to heaven. Prayer is your doorway.
Yes, it is.
It is the very gate. It is the access to the throne of God. Prayer brings you, and prayer escorts you right into God's divine presence. Did he not say to come boldly before the throne of grace that you may obtain mercy and to find grace to help you in the time of need. I'm telling you, we got an access through Jesus to the Father tonight. Raise your little hand and say, thank God. A door has been opened unto me a long time ago. I come right into the presence of the Lord. I'm glad. How many knows? His ears are still open to our cry. His eyes are upon the righteous. And he knows our need. And he told us to pray without ceasing.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Amen.
Woo. Praise God.
Continue in prayer.
Continue.
Oh, we'll learn that today.
Bless
oh,
you,
Jesus.
Continue.
Nobody loves to teach any better than I do. God called me a long time ago. When God created, listen. Oh, Lord. The Lord put in the heart of every human being the feeling and the need to pray and talk to their Creator.
Yeah.
It's just there.
Just there.
Bless him, Lord.
When God created prayer, he put himself, he put his very life in it.
Amen.
Real prayer will bring peace to a troubled soul.
Yes, it will.
Amen.
Prayer will put a smile on your face.
Yes, it will.
Amen.
It'll put a hope right down deep in your heart.
Amen.
I told Mary, I said, I realize that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Thank God for the preacher. Raise your little hand. I love my pastor. How many loves your pastor here today? I love the shepherd. I tell you, there's just something about prayer. When you steal away and pour your heart out to God, I know faith cometh by hearing, but I told Mary today, this morning, before we ever left, it seems like the more that you pray, the more you want to pray. Prayer will build a confidence in you before God. It'll bring something right down inside of you that you know after a while that you've been a praying and you've been a seeking the face of the Lord. You got more confidence the more that you pray. God, it puts something right down deep inside. David said, when thou saidest unto me, seek my face. My heart said unto thee, thy face, O Lord, will I seek. The Bible said, seek my face and my strength continually. I'm telling you, God is nigh unto them that look for him and to pray to him in secret and shut the door. Hallelujah. Close the world out. And they can say, oh, to spend quality time with God. And then just to close out all the cares of life and get right in my closet. How many's got a place in your home that you bow? It might be at the couch. It might be at your chair or bedside. But every one of us need a place where the weak can pray and seek the face of the Lord. Ain't you glad? The Bible said, draw nigh unto God, and I will draw nigh unto you, saith the Lord. Every step that you take to get closer to the Lord, you'll feel his touch. I'm telling you, Jesus said, pray unto the Father that seeth you in secret, and he'll reward you openly. I tell you, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. It'll accomplish much. The more that we pray, hallelujah, there'll be a faith in our heart.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank God.
Come on, bro.
Oh, Jesus, I love you. Hallelujah. Are you worried and fearful? You ever get trouble? Y'all fight mind battles?
Come on.
You have trouble with your mind?
Come on, brother.
Bless him, Lord. Come on, brother.
I promise you that fasting and prayer and spending quality time in God's word, it'll settle you.
It'll settle you.
Amen.
It will settle you.
Yes.
It will stabilize you and bring you peace.
Yes, it will.
You'd be surprised that the people's got troubled minds. Mm-hmm. Troubled mind battles. mind battles.
Right. Come on.
But if we could ever push that out and really pray and get a hold of the Lord, you'd be surprised what He'll do just for the mind alone.
Right.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Prayer will secure you in the time of temptation.
Yes. Yes.
It knows how to go to heaven and bring God's grace down to help us in the time of need.
Amen.
I'm a reaching, Lord.
Come on, brother. Bless Him, Lord.
I'm reaching.
Reaching.
Oh, God. When I reach up, He reaches down.
Yes.
He knows when I'm reaching for Him.
Yes.
And He'll touch me.
Right.
Holy Lord.
Bless Him, Lord.
Real prayer does not give up. It'll keep right on a believing. Prayer will keep right on a standing on the promises of God. Prayer is that inward voice, and it is the cry of the heart that God always listens to and hears. The cry of my heart is for more of the Lord. How many today can raise your little hand and say, Lord, my cry of my heart is for more of You. I want more of Your presence. I want more of Your peace. I want more of Your joy, Lord. Oh, God, I ask You with all of my heart, fill me, Jesus. Give me peace down in my soul and peace in my mind. So many of us are troubled. We're like a wave upon the sea. We're tossed and we're driven. I'm telling you, you don't have to pee that away if we'll take quality time and pray to the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Glory to God. Bless the
Lord. We thank You.
This little four-letter word, pray.
Pray.
Has saved millions down through the ages. It's lifted them from the pits of despair. It's opened prison doors. Prayer has set captives free. Prayer has rescued, multiplied millions and delivered them from the flames of eternal hell. It's brought the sick off of their sick beds and restored them back to their families. Well, glory to God. I should have been dead a long time ago. How many's in this house? I feel the Lord. If it wasn't for prayer, and if it wasn't for the church, and if it wasn't for somebody praying for you, you'd been dead a long time ago. Your body would have been planted out on a hillside, and your soul would have been in hell. I'm telling you, I'm glad that I had a praying mommy and a praying daddy. And got a hold of God and said, my son is out in the world hooked on drugs and alcohol. My Jesus, mommy said, I prayed the Lord. My son is out there lost. Bring him back home. Bring him back to church. Save my only son, Lord. I'm telling you, God heard that prayer. He saw all the tears and He reached out and He drew me. And He pulled me. And He saved my soul. Give Him a wave offering in the house.
Thank You, Lord. Oh, Lord, we thank You.
Prayer works.
Amen.
Prayer pulls. It'll pull you. It'll draw you. There's something about prayer. It'll get a hold of the strings of your heart. And it'll pull you. Hey, Lord. It'll draw you. I tell you, the love of God still pulls.
That's
right.
Amen.
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 Come on.
Thank You, Lord.
Glory to God.
Prayer has hushed the winds.
Hushed the winds.
And calmed the raging storms of our life so many times. Prayer did it.
Prayer.
Amen.
Real prayer will keep right on a pressing.
Right on.
And right on a believing that the Word of God is true.
Oh,
And we know that he'll answer. Prayer will do it. Listen close. Here we go. Y'all ready? Open your seatbelt. Get your airbags turned on. Oh God, I love you, Jesus, today. Now you know why the devil hates prayer.
He hates it. Come on.
Satan, your enemy, will fight against prayer more than any other thing.
Yes, he does.
Come on. Amen.
He does not want you praying.
No, he don't.
That's him, Lord. Come on, bro.
He hates the word pray.
Hates it.
He wants to cut you off from it.
That's right.
Now, why do you think the devil tries so hard to keep you from praying?
Come on.
Do you know why the enemy of your soul seeks to discourage you from praying? Because he knows that God hears and answers people who pray. He
does.
Listen, children. This is the reason that the devil throws everything he can out in front of you to hinder you. He knows if he can keep you interested or occupied and bothered about other things, he can keep you from praying.
Yes.
Ain't it amazing?
Amazing.
How the enemy lies to God's people.
That's right.
He'll tell you your prayers ain't getting anywhere.
Oh, yes, he does.
Amen. Come on.
Come on.
Bless him, Lord.
Come on. God don't hear you.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. The devil will try to cast doubt in your heart. He'll whisper, you don't know how to pray.
Come on, bro.
You ain't good enough like the others.
Glory to God.
God hears them, but your prayers don't mean much.
Bless him, Lord. Come on.
You'd be surprised what keeps people from the prayer closet.
Right. Come on.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm here today to declare this has got to change in your life.
Glory to God.
The devil, we know he's a liar.
Yes.
He is a defeated foe.
Right.
Jesus defeated him for every one of us.
Right.
He has no right. Devil, you have no jurisdiction over me unless I allow you to have it.
Amen.
And as long as I seek the Lord, he'll be found with me. What was it David told Solomon when he's getting ready to come in onto the throne? David knew that his time was short.
Yeah.
He said, Solomon, he said, as long as you seek the Lord, he'll be found of you.
Seek him.
Amen.
He said, but if you forsake him, he'll cast thee off forever.
Yes.
Come on.
I feel a seriousness here today. Slip your little hand right there. Jesus, we love you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Solomon, as long as you seek him, he'll be found of you. He'll bless you and he'll prosper you as long as you pray and serve him. But if you be like Judas and walk away, Judas, you know better. Judas, you knew better. You have felt God's touch. He was among those that had the call also in his life. But Jesus sent them out. And they came back and said, Jesus, they was rejoicing and said, even the devils are subject unto us. Hallelujah. Jesus said, rejoice not that the devils are subject unto you, but rather rejoice that your name
name is written in heaven. Is it possible that you can get close enough to God but yet lose out of something of this world, get in your mind and get in your eyes, and that you would put it before God? Oh Lord, there was hope of Judas Iscariot if he would have turned and repented unto the Lord. But that very moment when it was dark outside those doors, hallelujah, Judas took that sock, Lord, and the devil entered into Judas Iscariot. I'm telling you, the devil will take you farther than you ever want to go. He'll keep you longer than you want to stay, and it'll cost you far more than you could ever pay. Come on, raise your other hand and say, Lord, let me stay close to you, Lord, and serve you with my heart.
Close to you, Lord.
Don't let the devil discourage you. Don't let him lie to you. Every child of God in this building is special to God.
Yeah, amen.
I'm a preacher, but I am no higher than you are.
That's right. Come on.
That's a fact. I've got a call on my life. Yes, I do. But I ain't any closer or any more important to God than you are.
That's right.
The very least little member of this body is just as important than all of the major organs of my body and the members of my body. If that little member suffers, we're all to suffer with it. Raise your little hand and praise Him. There's no big eyes and little views. It's all level ground, Brother Jason, at the foot of the cross. Don't you love Him today? Ain't you glad you're part of the bride of Christ? Ain't you glad you belong in the body of Christ? You are important. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Prayer. Here we go.
Bless him, Lord.
Get your seatbelt. Get a little tighter. I want to read Noah Webster's definition of prayer. Now, you got Merriam-Webster and you got Noah Webster. Noah Webster was a Christian.
Yeah.
A yielded, God-loving Christian. In his book on his dictionary of prayer, what it means to pray.
Come on.
It means to ask for with earnestness. And zeal. To pour forth sounds with words. And groaning and yearning in words to God.
Words to God.
Have you ever heard someone say, I got down on my knees and I poured my heart out to God? Have you ever done it or heard it?
Yeah.
I poured my heart out to God.
Amen.
It goes on to say, pray means to pour out as water is poured out in a violent rain. Prayer is. Do you know what God is saying here? He's wanting us to understand that when it rains in the natural, it starts out sprinkling.
Come on.
Here and there a little. Then more and more drops until it increases to a mighty downpouring.
Amen.
This is true prayer. That gets God's attention and it gets results. God will only answer and pour out His blessings in the measure that we pour out our hearts to Him.
Yeah.
Pour out a little, you'll get a little.
Bless Him, Lord.
I want more than a little. I want more than a sprinkle. I want more than a drop here and a drop there. Prayer, Noah Webster said, is to pour it out like a mighty outpouring of water from the heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If we pray little, we'll receive little. Did you know that guidance and direction comes in prayer? That is when the Holy Ghost can speak to you.
Yes.
And tell you where to go and what to do. How many has ever asked the Lord, "Now, Lord, would you lead me? Would you guide me where you want me to go?
Come on.
Will you show me what you want me to do?" In prayer and the Word of God, God directs us when we pray.
Oh,
Jesus. In sincere prayer, God will give you His Word. And when He answers, now listen, when God answers your prayer, you're sincere, wanting God to show you and to lead you, guide you where to go, there will be a good feeling about it.
Good deal.
And there will be a peace about it.
Right.
And you'll just know that you know what God wants you to do.
Amen.
Praise Him, church. Praise Him. Praise Him. Oh, glory to God. Oh, Lord, I thank you. I mean, said the Lord to speak to you, to draw you in the time of prayer and give you that feeling. I know that everything's going to be all right. Thank you, Lord. I heard from heaven come in the kitchen and say, "Wife, I heard from God back there." Hallelujah. In the bedroom down on my knees. Hallelujah. My chair. I felt the Lord come down. I felt that connection. I felt that witness in my heart. God's with us. And God's like, "Hey, Lord, God's going to work it out, Brother Jason. He's going to open the door. He is the door. He is the way maker. He is the blesser. He is the soul provider. He is the one." Hey, Lord, raise your hand and praise Him. He will guide you and He'll lead you into the green pastures.
Right.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. You don't want us out there in a
come on
pasture field that's all dried up.
Come on.
Hey, dog.
Come on, man.
Lord have mercy. Feeding on straw.
Yes. That's similar.
Straw ain't gonna get it.
Come on.
Ain't gonna get it.
And I tell you one thing, if I drunk milk all the time, that ain't gonna get it either.
Come on.
Oh God.
Come on.
I need where the bread of heaven. I need where the pastor and the preachers are preaching. I want to be where the bread of life is being broken. I want where the corn of heaven is coming down. Oh Lord, how many knows He's the good shepherd? He said, "I'll lead you in the green pastures, and ye shall eat until you're satisfied and you lay down in the green pastures. I'll lead you beside the still waters, and I will restore your soul. I'll lead you in paths of righteousness." I'll give Him a praise in the house. That's what the good shepherd does. He will not let you starve. He'll not put you out where everything is dead and it's dry. He'll bring you in to the blustering of the pastures that'll satisfy your soul. Oh,
you're right, Lord. Come on. Come on.
That's right.
Yes.
Thank you. Glory be to God.
Oh, you'll put joy on the inside.
Joy.
Yes, He will. I pray and I study all week for this day on Sunday. And I'm telling you, it pays. It pays. When I feed you, God feeds me. Hey, Lord, I've told the Lord so many times, Brother Jason. I said, "Lord, if you don't touch me, I cannot touch them." I said, "But if you bless me, I'll be able to bless them." That's what the good Holy Ghost will do. Hey, hallelujah.
Amen, bro. Come on. Come on.
This is where we fall short.
Sure.
We don't pray hard enough,
pray hard enough.
And long enough right. Till we get a breakthrough.
Yes.
The only thing standing between me and God right now is this veil of flesh.
Yeah,
that's right.
And if I don't crucify it, and if I don't bring it under subjection,
I cannot get into his presence.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Paul said daily, I die daily.
Kill that flesh out.
I have to kill out, mortify your members, therefore, upon the earth. All the carnal feelings and the lustful feelings and the wrong feelings and the covetous desires and the things and the cravings of this world. Get it out of me, Jesus.
Get it out of me, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, God. We settle for sprinkles. We settle for a few raindrops here and there in our prayers, and we never fully get satisfied in the Holy Ghost. God is not slack. He is not stingy. He wants a downpour. He wants a gushing in our soul. I promise everybody here, He will answer you in proportion to how hungry you are. Webster goes on to say, prayer is not passive. It ain't nonchalant. I'll pray when I get ready. Get up in a big hurry, didn't set my time clock, clock to get me up early enough. I'll rush out to work. I'll come home. I'll pray when I get home, Lord. Now do you understand why that we had the battles that we had during the daytime? Why our minds are pulled, we're oppressed, we're stressed. We don't take enough time to pray for God to settle us. That's the truth. Prayer's not passive, it's not weak, but it's an inward fire. And it's an inward desire.
Inward desire.
Oh God. Now, James 5:13. James wrote by the Holy Ghost that inspired him. Is any among you afflicted?
Afflicted.
Now notice, he said later on, he says, is any sick? Now I want to distinguish to you, I want to help you right here. Is there any among you afflicted?
That's right.
And the Greek, afflicted here means, is anyone here suffering trials, troubles, and hardship? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Here we go. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him. Look at this.
What?
Anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord.
Woo.
Brother Jason, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick.
Save the sick.
And the Lord shall raise him up. And if, why did he put this in here? Come on. And if he had committed sins, they shall be forgiven him.
Forgiven.
I want to be level here. Confess your faults one to another that you may be healed. Now, in the Greek here, to confess your faults does not mean for you to tell everybody else your personal weaknesses. No.
Come on. That's right. That's right.
You'll give the devil a noose and he'll tie you, he'll hang you with it.
Yes.
Every one of us has got personal convictions. We've got personal things. God deals with us. The Bible said, lay aside every weight and every sin which doeth so easily beset us. There's a difference between weights and sins. We know what a sin is. It's a transgression against God. It's going right against His Word. But did you know that we have weights in our life that will slow you up in running for God? Hey, Lord, Paul said, let us run that we may obtain. We're in a race. What would it look like to you if I had lead boots on right up to right here? I couldn't get nowhere. Lord have mercy. It's time to lay aside and get the weights off of us. I feel the Lord in the house. Come on. We can run faster and we can be more free if we get those things off of us. Lay aside those weights and those cares. Hallelujah. Take up the cross.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on. Lord, I praise you.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Thank we can do that.
Wait on.
Amen.
Somebody said, I can't believe he's almost 70 years old. I can't either. Hallelujah to the Lord. Listen, you know why I'm so happy? Because I had one foot in hell and the other slipping in. I honestly did. I felt the fire, the flames of hell. I was this close taking my life, committing suicide. Come on, when I was in behind the steering wheel of my car, taking the LSD, listen, I hallucinated. I went on trips. The trees would melt and come over the car. I know what it's like going down the road and the yellow line in the middle, the double lines would shoot into my windshield. I know what it's like pulling over into a Baptist church parking lot in the middle of the night, high on LSD. My heart felt like it would beat out of my ribcage. It did not go out of my bloodstream for 16 to 18 hours. I come to the house and went in my bedroom. You know how those markings are on the door where you can see the grain of wood. It would turn into monsters and would reach out to get a hold of me. I know when I would get into the car and speed it up, the devil said, I had the rock music 1973. I bought Jimi Hendrix 8-track tape and put it in there, paid $12 for it. He was into voodoo and witchcraft, and those spirits would come through that old rock music into the car. I would turn the volume up on it, and the old devil come into my subconscious mind and said, nobody loves you, nobody wants you around, nobody cares about you, you're not happy, won't you speed up your car as fast as it'll go, slam it to the floor, push it to the floor. He'd show me a bridge to run into, he'd show me a big rock in a curve, he'd show me a tree, a rock cliff. He said, go ahead. I literally gritted my teeth and my hands cold, clammy and sweaty with conviction all over me. And the devil said, end it and take your life. Nobody loves you. But I'm praying, mommy, and I'm praying, daddy. I'm telling you prayer words. Raise your little hand in the house. God's bigger than drugs. He's bigger than voodoo. He's bigger than the powers of hell. I'm glad that God got a hold of my heart. Hey, the Holy Ghost is real. He is a deliverer. He is a savior. Raise your hand and worship him.
Hallelujah. Bless him, Lord.
That's what I'm having.
That's why I'm
come on.
I'm happy and I know it.
Come on, man.
Lord, we praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I love you all. Oh, Jesus. Don't you wish the whole world knew this?
Amen.
Could feel it.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for what you've done.
Bless him, Lord.
What you showed me. That's the reason when I cried to God at that altar, when I went to the altar that night. Little man, I knelt, broken and bound, fetters all over me. I said, Lord, it's right along in here in that Free Will Baptist Church. I said, oh, God, and the tears was dripping off, right? I'm telling you, it was dripping off on the altar. I said, God, I don't know how to pray. I said, but if you'll help me.
Help me.
I'll serve you. I want to make heaven my home. I don't know how in the world to tell you, but the royal crimson stream of blood flowed from Calvary in the veins of Emmanuel. It washed every sin away. Honest, listen, it was like you'd switch a faucet from the most bitter water to the sweetest. When I got up, I was in a new world. I hugged mommy. I wrapped my arms around daddy. I went back to mommy. I went back to daddy. About that time, everybody's up there. I was hugging everybody in the house, man. Man, something happened to me. The chains fell off. The fetters was broken. Raise your hand and love him. Real? It's real.
That's real.
It tastes good. It feels good. Would you rather have this than anything else? Oh. It does not mean to tell everybody your personal weaknesses. Don't you dare.
No.
That's between you and God alone. False here means, listen, false right here means confess to others, I looked it up, your offenses, the things that you might have done, that you might have said to hurt, to offend others and hurt them. Get that fixed up.
Get that fixed.
Get that fixed up. He goes on to say that you may be healed.
Come on.
Can you say, dear Lord Jesus, I want an honest and a clean heart inside of me.
Yes.
God, now dear Lord, I don't want to hold anything in my heart against anyone.
That's right.
Dear Jesus, I don't want any bitterness.
Come on, brother.
I don't want to have any unforgiveness in my heart. And Lord, I don't want to hold any grudges. I don't want any hard feelings in me, dear Lord. I must get them out of me in order to be healed, in order to be healed and be blessed. My heart has to be right. If we should have any of these things or resentments inside of us, tell the Lord, dear Jesus, please take them out of here and forgive me and cleanse me. If you've done or said anything wrong to hurt anybody or any feelings against anybody, make it right. And God says, when you do it, I'll heal you and I'll forgive you and I will bless you. And people will see God move and pour out the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I'm going to stop right here, Brother Jason.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Wonderful, church.
Yes.
Amen. Let's raise our hand. Thank God.
Hallelujah.